Regulators in China have ordered Tesla to recall more than 1 million cars. They say an issue with the vehicle's unique braking system could increase the risk of collision. This is Tesla's second recall in China this year alone. For more, let's bring in Mike Regan. He is senior editor at Bloomberg News. And Mike, we have to say this recall affects virtually every Tesla sold in China since January of 2019. What exactly is the problem?
Yeah, that's right. About 1 million vehicles. And it has to do with what's called a regenerative braking system in Teslas. And what that means is when you take your foot off of the accelerator in these Teslas, the motion of the car is creating energy that is transferred back to the battery to recharge it. And the problem arises because in these particular cars, the rate at which the car decelerates or slows down after you take your foot off the accelerator is uncertain. So what's happening is drivers are then kind of slamming on the brakes, but hitting the accelerator pedal instead. So what this recall is meant to do is allow them to adjust that whole braking system so that it can slow down at a more aggressive rate if they choose, and then also warn the driver if they are slamming on the accelerator too hard to say, look, you know, flash a warning to say, you know, this is the accelerator, not the brake, just so they know that they've hit the wrong pedal. Because there have been problems where it seems like drivers are hitting that wrong pedal as part of this process and getting in accidents because of it.
Could be dangerous. And this is far from the first time that Tesla has had to issue a recall. Just this March, it recalled more than 2,000 vehicles in China because the hoods threatened to pop open while people were driving. And then here in this country, there was a recall of more than 300,000 cars with the self-drive. I mean, there was a problem with the self-driving system in February. Having this many recalls, Mike, is that out of the ordinary for a car maker?
I think it is. I think that the one difference I would say, though, is some of these recalls are what's known as over the air. In other words, it's just a software fix that Tesla sends out wirelessly. So it's not like a recall where you have to take the car into a dealer and get some part replaced. So it's a quicker, less costly fix for Tesla. But yes, you're right. It is pretty rare to see this many recalls for vehicles. You know, part of it is because this is new technology, and some of these bugs are not discovered until they start showing up actually on the road, which is the case with electric vehicles.
Stepping back, and we have about a minute here, China is the world's largest market for electric vehicles. Tesla made $18 billion in revenue in China last year. Do you think these problems affect their position in a really important market?
I don't think so. To your point, you know, they made $18 billion in sales. I think if the problems are to linger, if they don't address them in a timely fashion, that sort of thing, it certainly could. Because China has some of its own homegrown companies like BYD and NIO and Volvo now is even a Chinese-owned brand. So there is some domestic Chinese competition for Tesla. So they're going to have to basically fix these problems and not let them get too bad in order to fend off that competition.
Mike Regan at Bloomberg News. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.